Well, it's 8 o'clock in the evening and I'm just in the woods with Poppy. Time to do an audio boo. I think I did one quite recently. Yeah, I did. Certainly when I'd started to feel much better. That recovery continues to occur, which is really, really good. Again, it's always easier to recover like this or to feel more kind of upbeat about everything when the summer comes, but we've had quite a rainy week. It's been pretty miserable weather, so it hasn't affected my mood, but the longer days and that kind of thing, they're all good, although my sleep pattern's shot to whatever, just because I'm kind of, I pretty much live on American time just because they're esports seems so much more vibrant, and I'm really enjoying that. I just thought I'd keep my diary up to date. I kind of really enjoying moderating for the Team iSports channel on Twitch. A guy called Sir Scoot runs it. Top fella. I'm hopefully meeting him when he comes over to the Olympics in June. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know how it kind of happened, really, that I started moderating there. I think it was because I helped while he was setting up a new TriCaster broadcasting system on the sound side. Or tried to help. And it's left me feeling like, for the first time in ages, you know, it's given me a little bit of self-confidence, self-worth or whatever, just because it's easy to be isolated when you're, you know, in a little cottage recovering from mental illness, depression. Definitely monitoring myself plenty so that I don't go to a manic stage. No sign of it so far. Keeping pretty calm. Well, very calm, very sort of stable. A bit out of breath because walking down these hills. Just catch my breath. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen there in terms of the doctor, the psychiatrist has said to me that it's possible, but not decided, that I'm not bipolar. That I've, that basically I've just been, because of having three mental breakdowns, I've got post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. And, you know, that's obviously an easier hurdle to climb. I don't know though, I'm not sure. Either way, I've had the right sort of counselling now to spot if I'm getting manic. And if I do start doing things too obsessively, I stop and check myself, make sure I sleep a bit better. Oh, that's another story, really. Sleep's not something I love. And yeah, it's something that's so good for me. But I've been not putting any pressure on myself, but just kind of living organically, I suppose. Not in terms of what I eat, although it's true that now that I've got so many contacts in food around here, we just eat like kings. But, I don't know, I've stopped smoking, I've stopped drinking, well, 2 months without any booze, at least, I think. I'm vaping, which is really cool, I really like it. It's just nicotine and water, effectively, vapour. I got myself a half-decent e-cigarette, I suppose they're called, but it's a tank system, so you can mix your own blends, which is kind of cool. It gives me something that's a little bit more interesting than just picking an electronic cigarette from my pocket. I get to mix liquids together and make a particular blend. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory stuff. I've got my vapor in my pocket at the minute, and I've got a kind of caramel flavored vape, which is delicious. So if you're a smoker and you're listening, then I'd really, if you want to give up, then it's not going to stop you giving up. It'll help you give up because it's got nicotine in it, but it's going to help you break the habit of grabbing a cigarette and smoking and having all those carcinogens and tar coming in. So I feel a lot better for that, actually. I'd say that my breathing's a lot better, but I'm walking on a... Oop, pike is in the water. I'm walking through a rough terrain at the minute, so I'm a bit out of breath. But no, it really does feel like my body's thanking me for stopping cigarettes. Yeah, also gives me a bit of control over another aspect of life. So that's good. What else? I've been just setting my computer up, moving both my MacBook Pro and my Mac Pro across to Windows 7. Since I got Windows 7 Pro 64-bit, so it just means I get access to all my RAM, which I'd never had before. I only had a 32-bit version. So it was always a bit of a slightly more limited computer when I was using Windows. But since I realised the mouse control on a Mac is so terrible, I stopped gaming on a Mac and moved across fully to Windows, and it's pretty cool. Been practicing a lot of StarCraft, been commentating a lot of TF2, enjoying that an awful lot. And as a result of that, actually, I've been asked to commentate for UGC, which is a worldwide TF2 league. So that's pretty cool. That's was very cool, really, because I really enjoy doing it. It's my core area of interest. Gaming always has been. It's been a thing that saved my brain so much. Kept it awake at many times when it wanted to switch off, and generally I find a very therapeutic pastime. When I was on, well, I'm still on, but much lesser dose. When I was on meds that make me feel sleepy, it was the only thing that really sort of stimulated my brain and woke me up again, playing StarCraft, which is a complicated game, you know. It's cerebral, takes a lot of thought. Takes a lot of mechanics as well of your hands. Lots of finger presses to do every minute. It's really good times, I suppose. Claude's looking a lot better because I'm obviously less work to be around. I'm keeping the house clean and stuff, and she can get home from work and feel like there's not loads more jobs for her to do, which is really cool. Real priority of mine and sort of motivation for all sorts of things. I mean, giving up smoking and drinking is, I guess, first and foremost, due to economic necessity, but there is obviously benefits to all of that. Even if I didn't ever drink an awful lot, financially it's saving a lot of money. Not smoking, I mean, fags are £8 a pack, so. Vaping costs about 50p a day at the most. 25p a day. God, these hills never seem so steep. Just a positive diary note, really. In summary, I guess, for someone finding me at least capable or responsible enough or trusting me enough or being friendly enough with me to give me a moderator status on the channel that has, I guess, about 10,000 viewers per show. It felt really great, you know. There's only 10 mods, I suppose, maybe 15 in total. They're not always all on there. But it's in an area that I've always had massive commitment for, which, you know, I've run my game community now for 5, maybe longer, 6 years. And we're developing a game. I'm doing the sound design for that, which is really good. We're going to be doing that live, actually. We're going to have a once-a-week show, which the idea is that the rest of the community can keep abreast of what's happening with the game, and also each different department head can keep the rest of the developers in the loop over what's happening with the game. So I'm going to play the part as the of the slightly stupid and confused person asking questions. Shouldn't be too hard. And yeah, I think we're calling it I'm Confused, actually. But yeah, we'll cover graphics, we'll cover the coding, we'll cover the sound design, we'll cover level design and the lore or the story behind the game. It's already taking shape, the basic engine's running. It's going to be a strategy game based around defending towers. And it's all very exciting. Started writing a bit more for play stuff as well. Decided that the front page should be used more, so doing little articles on esports and the creativity that goes on in our community. We've got a lot of all sorts of disciplines, really, but filmmakers and graphic designers and level designers, and there's always something to write about. And also in the wider world of esports, which is mainly in America, really. I mean, there's British players, and there's a lot of European talent in, say, StarCraft and various other games. But the main one for me is StarCraft. It's because it's so cerebral, and it's because it's a 1v1 esport, and because, you know, the skill ceiling is absolutely huge. I might press 50 keys a minute, 60 keys a minute, but a pro will be pressing 200 to 300, depending on what stage of the game they're at. And these are all different keys on the keyboard, you know, instructing units to be built and that kind of thing. So, yeah, lots going on around that, and nothing's causing pressure. It's just, I don't know actually how anything to do with games could ever make me feel pressured, because it's always been just such a passion of mine. So that's really cool. Love Freshwise continues to be slow till I can get out and about more and start checking in Cheshire, which is where I'm going to concentrate on this summer. But I'm not, you know, I'm making sure it's stays alive, paying the bills, that kind of thing. And I think I'd be, you know, I think I would, I can't, I, it would be devastating if it didn't stay alive, frankly. So biding my time with it, and hopefully over the years, if I build up a good database and people, maybe when I start checking in, more people will hear them, hear the check-ins and understand what the app's all about. And maybe it'll become more used. Who knows? But it's not something I can give up on, because I believe in it too much, so I just think that we haven't quite got the full package out there yet. So I think as long as I can keep it going long enough, then eventually we'll either get round to having the resources to build the monetized part, or someone else will see the potential and give us some funding. But persistence is key there, probably. Just it's just that I can't put too much pressure on myself with it, because it's such an impossible situation. So you know, I've got to leave it running. How long have I been talking for? Oh, far too long. Yeah, very rambling, boo. But really, just for my diary, and just to kind of say to myself, you're getting there, mate. And not in a way that you've ever got there before, really. Not in any kind of frantic rush of excitement that you're no longer feeling depressed. In a way that suggests you're sort of learning to manage living with a little bit of mental illness. So yeah, very good in that. I had a bit of a upset. One of our chickens died yesterday, so that was a bit gutting. One of my rare breeds. I kind of blamed myself, but just because I hadn't been as active with them, looking after them and stuff over the winter. But I don't see that that's the reason, really. I mean, they've been fed, clean and watered the whole time. I just haven't spent much time with them, and I don't think chickens need human company necessarily. So, yeah, it was just a bit sad finding a dead crow-eyed Langshan. the rest are all looking all right. They're laying heavily, so can't eat enough eggs, really, at the moment. But, yeah. Hopefully have a little bit of sunshine this weekend, or at least dry spell, so that I can get on with the garden, which I've already started for this year. Frost's still expected, so can't plant anything out yet, but looking forward to having vegetables growing again and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I'll sign off. Bit of a rambling boo, as I say. But for my own benefit, I want to hear that actually, you know, there was light at the end of the tunnel and I'm basking in it a little bit, which is really kind of satisfying. It's reassuring. Fills me with optimism. So, yeah, there you go.